WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. President Trump calls climate change a con job.
I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail.
Speaking at the United Nations General Assembly, the president called immigration a disaster, heaped criticism on the UN and nations that have recognized a Palestinian state. He took credit for ending wars and defended his administration's targeting of boats off Venezuela.
Let's put it this way. People don't like taking big loads of drugs in boats anymore. There aren't too many boats that are traveling on the seas by Venezuela. They tend not to want to travel very quickly anymore.
And Trump called U.S. under his presidency the best country on earth to do business.
On the world stage, America is respected again like it has never been respected before.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 540 WAUK.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Critics say there might be a money allocation problem in Milwaukee. State Senator Van Wongard yesterday released a report showing where he says the increase of tax money for Milwaukee went due to Act 12. His report claims there were raises for nearly every single city department except police. The Milwaukee Police Association says in a statement that nearly every city department has seen big raises since lawmakers passed Act 12 2 years ago, but that police officers are stuck at the bottom. They say the assessor's office got a 19% raise while officers have gone 3 years without a contract or pay bump. The association calls it a slow-motion defunding of police during a staffing crisis. In a statement, Milwaukee Alderman Peter Bergelis criticized Senator Wongard over the report, saying Milwaukee follows state law on Act 12 spending and can't use that money for wages. Bergelis says he's frustrated that Wongard never accepted invitations to talk directly and says Milwaukee's spending is plainly documented for everyone to see. The mayor's releasing his budget today. The man wounded when a Milwaukee officer shot him last week is now charged with obstruction. Investigators say 21-year-old Kenneth Cobero ran from a traffic stop on Greenfield Avenue and during a foot chase dropped a gun and reached for it again. An officer then fired, hitting him. Cobero was taken to the hospital with injuries that he'll survive. Republican candidate for Governor Bill Berrien is denying any conflict with his values after reports surfaced about him following sexually explicit blogs online. JS Online reports that his campaign says that just reading articles doesn't mean he agrees with everything an author posts. Asked about the issue, fellow candidate Josh Shulman and the state Democratic Party had no comment. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
A new pitcher for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A new starting pitcher tonight for Milwaukee when the Brewers face the Padres in San Diego. He's 30-year-old left-hander Bruce Zimmerman, called up over the weekend to take the place of Brandon Woodruff, now on IL with a strained lat. The Brewers losing last night to the Padres 5-4 in 11 innings. San Diego clinched their spot in the postseason for a fourth time in the last 6 years. NFL. The Packers had a field goal block Sunday that could have been a game winner against the Browns. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
The unfortunate thing about special teams in general is when there is a mistake, there are catastrophic mistakes. I would say most of the emphasis typically when you're just talking across the league is placed on punt. Bottom line with us, I think it comes down to just being disciplined and trusting your technique.
That's Matt LaFleur. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The WAUK Text to Win contest, sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. A comfortable early fall day with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. On your Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun. Can't completely rule out an isolated shower. A high of 68. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay continues.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Did you catch Trump's absolutely unhinged speech to the United Nations? Climate change is a hoax. Oh, God. At least he didn't go off on vaccines like he did yesterday. We'll get to that, too, today. Also, who's going to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight? I raised my hand. Although I don't think our local station is going to carry it. Sean tells me that they're not. My new book is out today. The Last American President, A Broken Man, A Corrupt Party, and A World on the Brink. If you've pre-ordered it, it's probably arriving in your mail today. And, you know, this is, I think, kind of an expose of you know what Trump is up to and the Republican project since the Powell memo to basically take over America. It's a wake up call backed up by hard evidence about how our democracy is literally dying right in front of us. And you know, here's what the oligarchs don't want you to know. Authoritarianism is not our destiny. History shows us that fascists can be defeated. And, you know, the title isn't a prediction, by the way. It's a choice, The Last American President. So just FYI, the book is out. Also, are billionaire bribes, ideology, or fear driving the Supreme Court's obedience to Trump? We'll get into that in just a minute. Also, Kamala Harris last night did an interview with Rachel Maddow and straight out called Trump a tyrant. A phrase I agree with, straight up called out the titans of industry and said that they're being silent and this is a terrible, terrible thing. But, you know, kind of made it clear that she's not down with progressives, that she would rather go along with kind of the Clinton neoliberal types, you know, the Pete Buttigieg types. So I thought it was fascinating. Anyhow, also today, I want to talk about, it looks like we're not a democracy anymore. What do we do now? Michael Tomasky's piece over at the New Republic today. And are Democrats looking at a shocking win in a red state? Is the Republican Party checking out? We'll talk about that. In the second hour of our program, starting with George Washington and including Abraham Lincoln, who actually fought a war against the South, no American president has ever said that his political opponents are evil. Or that he hates them, or that his followers should hate them, until Trump. I want to talk about that in the second hour. Also, if I disappear today before your very eyes, could be the rapture. It's just gone completely viral over on TikTok. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour. In the third hour, the experts are shocked and appalled over Trump and RFK's claims about autism and Tylenol. They don't hold up. The science is very clear. taking Tylenol during pregnancy does not cause autism. And the vaccines do not cause autism. And I'll give you the details and the evidence in the third hour of the program. Also, reckless countries are extracting double the fossil fuels, consistent with a 1.5 degree increase in Celsius in worldwide temperatures. And America is leading the pack. You know, this is dangerous, dangerous stuff. And then Trump goes before the UN and says, you know, climate change is a hoax. It's grim stuff. But my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take, is about what happened yesterday at the Supreme Court. Back 90 years ago this year, in 1935, Franklin Roosevelt fired a guy by the name of William E. Humphrey, who was a commissioner for the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. Humphrey then went to the Supreme Court and sued, saying, you know, he can't do that. The law says that the FTC is an independent agency. The president can't fire me. The Supreme Court agreed. The case is called Humphrey's Executor versus U.S., and Humphrey got his job back. And the court was unanimous, by the way, in saying, we think it plain under the Constitution that illimitable power of removal is not possessed by the president. Just right out there. That the authority of Congress, they wrote, in creating quasi-legislative and quasi-judicial agencies, forbids their removal except for cause. And but yesterday, without public argument, debate, or discussion, the Republican majority on today's court let Trump fire FTC Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter, a complete and obvious deviation from the Humphreys precedent. And they gave no reason. They said, we'll deal with this later. Justice Elena Kagan was having none of it. She said, and I quit, because this was a shadow docket decision, right? She said, our emergency docket should never be used, as it has been this year, to permit what our own precedent bars. Still more, it should not be used, as it has also been this year, to transfer government authority from Congress to the president and to reshape the nation's separation of powers. End of quote. So, big question. Why are these six Republicans going along with Trump when they know that they're trashing the Constitution that they swore to uphold, that they're defying precedent of their own court, that in many cases they're actually breaking black letter law? Why? All apparently to appease, you know, Emperor Trump. And, you know, so why? Is it because, you know, I mean, we know, for example, that before Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in Citizens United, which allowed for the bribery, essentially, of politicians and judges. And prior to Clarence Thomas being that deciding vote, a right-wing billionaire had showered him and his family with millions of dollars in gifts and vacations and houses and education for their kind of sort of adopted son and all this kind of stuff. So is it because everybody else is on the take, like Clarence Thomas is? Are they all as corrupted as Clarence Thomas? Maybe. I mean, I've heard those arguments. I'm not convinced by them. I think that's probably, certainly the case with Thomas, and probably the case with Alito, but the rest of them, I don't know. Or is it because they're so ideologically extreme? These guys really are neo-fascists. I doubt that, too. Or could it be simply that they're terrified to cross Donald Trump? I think that's what's going on here. I mean, you know, this, and by the way, they've done, and because they get it, just being a Republican appointee isn't enough. I mean, you know, look at James Clapper or James Comey or John Brennan or Miles Taylor. These are all registered Republicans who are in Republican administrations, and Trump is going after all of them because they said no to him. So far this year, in a whole series of cases, in U.S. v. Schilling, the Supreme Court, these are all shadow docket decisions. They violated the Fifth Amendment's equal protection, protection. In OPM versus AFGI, they blew up civil service protections for federal workers. In Department of Education versus California, they allowed Trump to engage in illegal viewpoint-based retaliation. In Nome versus National TPS Alliance, they trampled due process and undermined a law that Congress had passed. In Nome versus Svetlana Dole, They allowed across the board termination of humanitarian parole. In Trump versus Cassidy, Maryland, they allowed Trump to start narrowing birthright citizenship. In Noem versus Vasquez, they allowed ICE to seize, search, and detain people based on their race. And in Trump v. Wilcox, they defied the constitutional separation of powers framework to get rid of agencies or offices, you know, entire agencies, in fact. None of this was actually legal. I mean, it's legal because the Supreme Court did it, but, you know, it flies in the face of previous decisions and what the Constitution says. I think they're terrified. I think that they're looking at Judge Salar, who's you know, was this federal judge who was attacked. I mean, you know, this guy showed up at her doorstep and killed her son, Daniel, and killed her and shot her husband. She was downstairs. He didn't get her. His name is Roy Den Hollander. And Esther Salas is the judge's name. And now they're, you know, they're delivering over 100 judges now have gotten pizzas delivered to Daniel Salas, to her, or his last name is different, but to her, addressed to her son by way of saying, we know where you live and we can kill you whenever we want. And I just think that these guys are terrified. And they also know that if Trump defies them, and both J.D. Vance and Elon Musk have said that Trump doesn't have to follow the Supreme Court, citing Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln, if Trump defies them, they will lose all their power. So, you know, this is what I think is going on. And, you know, I think Trump is basically saying to them, I got you, I own you. And, you know, kind of singing the song to them, and he's not going to let them go. And I frankly think they're terrified of him. What say you? Also, looks like we're not a democracy anymore. Stick around. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And might Democrats have a win in Georgia? In Georgia? Maybe. We'll see. Stick around. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is money, M-O-N-E-Y, money. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin and has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And it's all over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. There's also a special bundle deal there at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. And that offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
I put a spell on you, six robed in the night. You hear no arguments,
this is Trump's song to the Supreme Court.
But still you're ruling my sight. 'Cause you're mine. You're mine. Precedent's broken like glass on the floor. I whisper my anger and you open the door. 'Cause you're mine. You feel my followers wait.
Michael Tomasky is writing, it's happened. The United States of America is no longer a democracy. He's pointing out, you know, Tom Homan took a $50,000
or a bag of cash with $50,000 in it. Now, Carolyn Leavitt has said he didn't take it, but the reporters are saying, yes, he did. This is around the same time that Trump ordered the investigation into Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, for corruption to be blown up because Adams said he'd do whatever Trump wanted, basically. And then Trump orders Pam Bondi, our attorney general, to go after Letitia James and James Comey and Adam Schiff. I mean, that's illegal on its face. The Justice Department, Tomasky writes, is being destroyed slowly at first, now all at once. In July, 69 of 110 lawyers in the civil rights branch and the federal programs branch left. I mean, they're just fleeing the Justice Department. He's forced the resignation of the U.S. attorney in Virginia because he wouldn't prosecute people. And he's replacing this attorney with Lindsay Halligan, who's an insurance lawyer from Florida who's never prosecuted a case in her life. And he wants her to go after Adam Schiff and James Comey. Really? And, you know, Michael Tomasky says, you know, if any other president had done even one of these things, the entire nation would be shocked and we'd be calling for impeachment. But now it's just another Tuesday. And then, you know, he says Trump's order to Bondi tops them all. He says, as a result of this, you could say America is no longer a democracy. We're not yet a fully authoritarian state. I mean, I'm still on the air and Michael Tomasky is still talking and writing. But we're heading in that direction very, very rapidly. Meanwhile, in Georgia, Democrats are very hopeful that Deborah Shigley, who is a Democratic attorney and mother of five, this is in a district that's just north of Atlanta. It's a district that the Republican, Mr. Beach, took 70% of the vote in the last election. It's unlikely that this Democrat is going to win this seat, but the hope is that she will make a significant dent and that this will be a metric that Democrats can use to, you know, kind of encourage voters and just see how they're doing, basically, and see how badly Trump and the Republicans are doing in a red state. Although, you know, I lived in Georgia for, I don't know, 11, 12 years, something like that. I think Georgia, is a purple state. It's just that, Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, keeps purging, and Brian Kemp, the former Secretary of State, both of them have purged literally millions of Georgians from the voter rolls. And that's how they've been able to keep the state red, in my opinion. So anyhow, Marjorie Taylor Greene even has said, she said that Republican voters have completely checked out. I think people are concerned. So we'll see how that goes, too. So stick around. What's on your mind? Did you see the interview with Kamala Harris last night? What'd you think of that? Let's talk about what's going on in the world. And Kennedy and Trump's presser yesterday.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And the UN's speech this morning. Climate change is a hoax. Vaccines and acetaminophen cause autism. Really? Stick around.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
Pat Kreitlow.
We have our weekly homeroom segment on Wednesday mornings at 7:35. Tomorrow, our guest is the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jill Underley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man wounded when a Milwaukee officer shot him last week is now charged with obstruction. Investigators say 21-year-old Kenneth Cobero ran from a traffic stop on Greenfield Avenue and during a foot chase dropped a gun and reached for it again. An officer then fired, hitting him. Cobero was taken to the hospital with injuries that he'll survive. A heated committee hearing over a Medicaid bill in Madison ended with shouting, gavel banging, and even a mistaken claim about a death. Senator Chris Larson said a deported teacher's aide died after being unable to get medicine, but the woman he described is still alive. Larson later admitted he relied on inaccurate information, saying, quote, "I apologize for the oversight and will strive to do better in the future." The disagreement highlights deep divisions over the proposal, which bans state and local Medicaid funds for undocumented immigrants. Supporters say it protects taxpayers, while opponents say it's cruel and unnecessary. Larson represents Wisconsin's 7th Senate District, covering parts of southeastern Milwaukee County. The solar situation in the state could be switched up. Lisa Hale has more.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to promote community solar energy programs across the state. The legislation has been proposed in previous sessions, but it never gained enough support to move forward. If passed into law, it would allow local municipalities to approve small-scale solar energy projects rather than requiring approval by the Public Service Commission. The lawmakers expect to gain bipartisan support for the measure this session, and Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for expanding solar energy use.
And we got a lot of rain last night. Coming up in the forecast, we'll find out when we'll get more. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The 540 WAUK Text to Win contest is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today, a comfortable early fall day with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. On your Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun. Can't completely rule out an isolated shower, a high of 68. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is money, M-O-N-E-Y, money. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 540 WAUK. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota. Download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Sponsored in part by Pickleball Kingdom, a half mile north of Silver Spring off Pilgrim, Menominee Falls.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Born in a mansion of winners and losers, kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The call is heaven sent. Or we'll write the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaires.
Welcome back. The last day of my book, my brand new book is out today, The Last American President. So what's on your mind today? Angelo in Chicago. Hey, Angelo, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Very well. A couple of things that I want to ask you, maybe you know. There's a radio affiliate group that doesn't want to, you know, broadcast Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Yeah, TV, right? Sinclair and Nexstar are the two groups that are, and I think Sinclair is the one that's refusing to carry it tonight.
Now, it's my understanding that the network made a decision to put Jimmy Kimmel on. Am I correct?
Yeah, the network will broadcast the show. The affiliates. I don't know the details of the contracts between the affiliates and the network, but typically those kind of contracts have specific content that must be carried and other content that's optional. And I don't know if Kimmel's show falls, you know, which category it falls into, or, you know, if these guys are in breach of contract if they fail to carry Kimmel. I'm guessing that information will come out today because you've got, you know.
I hope so, because if that be the case, the network should pull, you know, popular programming like the NFL Monday Night Football, okay, from those networks.
From those affiliates.
Hey, sorry. You know what?
I don't think they have the power to prevent them from carrying things like that.
Well, I think they should look into it. I mean, You know, they have lawyers. I'm sure they know what to do. And the other thing that I mentioned to your producer was the fact that there's a person that really irks me that is never talked about except, you know, maybe 3-4 months before the election. That's Jill Stein. Mm-hmm. You know, Jill Stein, the three Supreme Court justices that are in place, I call Jill Stein, you know, justices. Nobody sticks a mic in front of her about what's happening right now. Hey, you know what? What's happening? You are the lady of freedom and all that crap, you know, and then you thought Kamala was not, you know, in the best interest of liberal thought. You know, where are you? Who funded you?
Yeah. Well, in 2016, the swing states that Trump won, he won by a margin of votes that was smaller than the number of votes that Jill Stein got in each one of those states.
Correct. And you know, it was sad when I saw the interview with Kamala Harris. I said, this guy, you know, that's supposedly occupying the White House, prevented two very capable women of being president of the United States, regardless of the fact that they were women.
Yeah.
You know, they were so much more qualified than he is.
Yeah.
All right? And it's really a shame.
Yeah.
And
no.
Then we should think, and I tell my son, that when I go to vote, I don't vote to find a Democrat that fits everything that I believe. I go to the polls with one thing in mind, to defeat the Republican.
Yeah.
Because the Republicans should not ever be in a position to make any kind of appointments.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why, you know, whether Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris are still, you know, advocating neoliberalism or not, or any other Democrat, frankly, we can't afford right. not to vote for and work for any Democrat right now. And then, you know, at the same time, work within the party to try to improve the party. But yeah, I'm with you. Angela, I got to move along, but you said it well. Thank you very much. Jim in Thousand Oaks, California. Jim, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. By way of background, I began working in politics when I was 16 with a man that you might remember, Allard K. Lowenstein. And
I don't remember.
He led the Dump Johnson movement in 68 and recruited Eugene McCarthy to run against Johnson. He was an aide to Bobby Kennedy, and he was assassinated as well in New York City. And since then, I've been a lawyer for over 40 years and practicing in many areas, including civil rights. I agree with the fact that our democracy is dead. We're just waiting for the other shoe to fall. We can talk about the institutional corruption of DOJ or how the Supreme Court has been captured by the Federalist Society, and we've lost the Congress. Mm-hmm. So leaving violence out as an option, Tom, what's the only thing that's left for us? What's the only way
to stop the ballot box and your credit card? I mean, you know, people took down Disney this week with their credit cards. Basically, they canceled their Disney Plus subscriptions, and that provoked Bob Iger and friends to put Jimmy Kimmel back on the air. You know, so we've got some power there. We've got some power showing up in the streets, but the biggest power that we have. And we have some power if we join the local Democratic Party and actually get active and participate. But the biggest power we have is at the ballot box. Unfortunately, it's every 2 and 4 years. So you know we're going to have to be a little patient. But in that period of time when we're waiting to vote, we can be waking up our friends. We can be raising hell on social media. We can be doing everything we possibly can to try to push back. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I'm sadly more bleak than you. I don't think electoral politics. I think we've lost that battle with in between gerrymandering, neoliberalism, and the DNC. Mm-hmm. I think the only way is if we get out in the streets like we did in '68.
Yeah.
But even that now, labor has been dissolved. There's no organizing. Entity that's capable of mass.
SDS protest. Was a hell of a, you know, Tom Hayden did a hell of a job when he put together SDS. And not just him. I mean, there were a bunch of people around him as well. And, but, you know, he wrote the Port Huron statement. These guys did really great work. And I'm not, Indivisible seems to be their heir in this modern era. And so, you know, I would say join Indivisible, too. Just go to indivisible.org and sign up. It doesn't cost anything. And, you know, get on their mailing list. But, you know, Jim, I just don't think that we can afford to throw our hands up or wring our hands or declare democracy dead. I think democracy is being stressed right now really, really heavily. And yet, when the South Korean democracy was under stress and the president declared himself a dictator, the people pushed back and they ended that. This has happened in country after country. It happened in Argentina. It happened in Chile. It happened in Colombia. It happened arguably in Mexico. I think that we will come out of this okay. I'm just concerned. My biggest concern is that we come out of it okay after a disaster. That we're going to see a repeat of what happened 80 years ago, which is that you'll have a Republican Great Depression followed by a world war. And, you know, which is what Neil Howe has been predicting for, you know, a decade and a half, with the whole fourth turning thing. And that, you know, Trump is leading us into a serious economic crisis. And if that becomes a major economic crisis
And then Trump decides that, you know, the way out of that is to have a war with Venezuela, the way that Bush wanted to get out of his unpopularity by having a war with Iraq and Afghanistan, and his father before him got out of his unpopularity by having a war with Iraq, and Reagan got out of his unpopularity after the Beirut bombings by, you know, declaring war on Grenada. And so, you know, if Trump starts a war with Venezuela at that point, then Putin says, oh, you know, well, Trump is refusing to send Patriot missiles to Europe to replenish their supplies, and I've depleted the stocks of Ukraine, so I'm going to take Ukraine and the eastern half of Poland and Estonia right now. So now you've got a war going on in Europe. At that point, Xi says, okay, cool, time to take Taiwan. You got a war going on in Asia. And at that point, Netanyahu says, hey, let's go bomb the crap out of Iran, and you've got a war in the Middle East. And, you know, the world is in flames, World War III, literally. And then, you know, out of that comes, you know, so you've got the crash and the war, and then after the war is finally resolved, hopefully with the democracies winning rather than, you know, China and Russia winning, then you have an opportunity for a new progressive reboot like we did after World War II, like we did after the Civil War, and like we did after the Revolutionary War, each one of those 80 years apart. And here we are exactly 80 years since the end of World War II. But that's my biggest fear, Jim, my biggest concern. But, you know, how it's going to play out, I don't think anybody knows. So, Jim, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is interesting. A cache of devices capable of crashing cell networks were found near the UN. Combine that with what was done to airports a couple of days ago. Are the Russians testing things? What are the three pillars to good health? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They actually work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code TOM. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
No judge, no jury, just manufactured fear. They say only them, but history knows. The list gets longer the further it goes. A rule of law turns into dust when power bends and breaks our trust. He calls it an invasion lie. This is how it ends. This is how it starts. Silence rips the country apart. When the courts get burned and the truth don't matter.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Stephen in Kula, Hawaii. Hey, Stephen, what's up?
Hey, I watched Rachel's interview with Kamala last night, and all I can say is, America blew it. I mean, our whole country, the whole world, we'd be just all doing so much better.
Yeah.
And personally, I would feel so much better. I mean, she's just a really genuine and smart person. I felt kind of disappointed over the last month that, you know, she hasn't spoken out. And, you know, as the nominee, she was, you know, one of the leaders of the Democratic Party, and I was feeling she should have been saying something. But, you know, I understand, and I thought she was really great last night.
Yeah, I did too. And, President Obama is speaking out a little bit. I'm wondering where George W. Bush is. Is he as terrified as the Supreme Court people?
I don't know. I mean, I've lived in Hawaii for 12 years, but I'm a I'm born and raised in California, and I've always been impressed by Kamala Harris, and I voted for her. And I will be going to the bookstore today to buy her book and your book.
Well, thank you, Stephen. All righty. Thank you very much, and thanks for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
I just thought it was interesting that the Chinese Navy just conducted the first successful test of their electromagnetic catapults on new carrier Fujian. And this is significant because their first two carriers only have speed ramp jumps forward, and the jets have to develop enough thrust to, you know, fly off the ski ramps. And the only other carrier in the world equipped with electromagnetic catapults is the U.S. Navy's Gerald R. Ford. And their fourth carrier under construction will be nuclear-powered.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be significant if, you know, if Xi decides to move on Taiwan.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that they've also built a whole fleet of basically invasion vehicles, the, you know, kind of Normandy-style invasion vehicles that can carry large numbers of troops from China to Taiwan. Are you familiar with that, George?
Yeah, right, and also tanks and other armored vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's very clear that China is preparing to attack Taiwan. And
oh, yeah, they're just waiting for the right time when we're preoccupied with Ukraine and, you know, Putin testing NATO defenses. They'll move when they think the time is right.
Yep. And
I don't think Trump will do anything about it.
No. And I think that what do you think about my theory that Trump is going to provoke a war with Venezuela, you know, before the next election?
Well, you know, like you said, when, a president or anybody's in trouble, they look for a splendid little war to, you know, distract attention from domestic problems. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, you're a scholar of Russian activity and studies. You speak Russian, you read Russian. Do you think that Putin attacked Ukraine solely because he wants to get the band back together? You know, he wants his legacy to be that of, like, you know, the second Catherine the Great? Or do you think that he did it as a diversion from domestic problems? Because the economy was kind of in the tank, 3 years ago when
well,
he started?
Well, probably
this.
Both, but he, you know, he sees himself, like you say, wants to restore the Russian Empire and gather in the, you know, former Russian lands like Ukraine and the Central Asian republics, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he also wants the Baltic states and Poland.
Yep.
That's why he's testing, you know, NATO responses, flying jets in the, you know, Estonian airspace and drones over Poland and Romania. So he's going to keep pushing until he meets some resistance.
Yeah, yeah. And now apparently there's been drone attack. There was a drone attack over Norway. Did I get that right last night?
Yeah, it was an airport or something like that.
Yeah, they shut down the airport in Oslo. And there was another one someplace else, too. I think either Denmark. I think it was Denmark. And they don't know if these were Russian drones or if they were domestic drones that were being flown by people who were just, you know, trying to cause problems, or, you know, if somebody was probing air defenses. I mean, this is starting to get really spooky, George.
It sure is. I'm holding my breath waiting.
Yeah, yeah. George, always good hearing from you. Thank you so much for the call.
And
good
talking. Keep up the good work, Tom.
Thank you, George. I'll do my very best. It's we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of the break here, starting with George Washington, no president has ever said what Trump said this last week.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get bread and fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. President Trump with a warning for European allies at the UN General Assembly.
It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. See, I can tell you. I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He argued that the changes that he has made his first 8 months in office in the U.S. are turning this country around, and that they are basically losing control of their own countries by allowing migrants to enter those countries, to pass their borders, and by embracing things like wind and solar energy.
And Trump called climate change a con job. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had his own words of warning for the global